Doki. We continue in the Tanya. We're on page Tov, Kuv, Pei, Beis, Ret, the very bottom line. We're talking about developing, we're talking about Yira Tata and Yira Ilah, the lower level of fear, the higher level of fear. We're focusing on the lower level of fear, and we're trying to explain when the Chumash says that that having fear of Hashem is not a difficult undertaking. And Gemara says, what do you mean? I said, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not difficult. And we're told that there's a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in each and every one of us. It's not enough just to have the knowledge. And he said, what is Das? Main Das is not just to have information to know about how great Hashem is. You could read that in books all day long. The main thing is to go deep in your own Das. Think deeply about the greatness of Hashem and to stick it into your mind strong until your mind is totally connected with that. And that's the main thing. You need Das to be connected to divinity. That's what Das is for. And that brings Avodah Shebelev. Because if you don't have this Yediyah, then you're not connected. And without connection, even if you know how great Hashem is, but the love is just images. It's not the real deal. And that's what you're trying to reach, a real Das, where you're totally connected to something that you have to not only understand a deep concept in your mind, but you've got to really feel it, as it were. And that's Das. And he's going to continue to discuss this, about how we develop it. The koach zeh, this power, umida zu, and this mida of Das, the way we're discussing, lakasher dait of Hashem, to bond your understanding with Hashem, yesh b'chol nefesh mi beis Yisrael, b'yinikaso m'nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu Olam. Every Jewish soul has it from its very nursing it, and they nurse it from the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Explains the commentary on Tov, Kuv, Pei, Gimel. Hiskashus b'dover gashmi sheroa hazem mitzad ha-teva. To connect to something that's physical, that you see, that's a very natural thing. It's very natural. People can be very connected to sweet desserts. I'm very connected to it. You know, if it's good food, I got no problem. You don't have to convince me. I don't have to think of esoteric thoughts. I'm just connected to it. You know, this week, I finally decided I'm going to, my wife's kind of very busy a lot of things. I said, I'm going to bake my own healthy cookies. Bake my own healthy cookies. Took me about 20 minutes to make them. Following the recipe, put it in the oven. I made them on Wednesday. They were finished by last night. I mean, some people helped me. But I was very connected to it, because something that you see, something that's very physical and natural, it's not hard to be connected to it. I get it. It really tastes good. So I'm really connected to it, because it's something near and dear to me, right? A physical thing that you're totally on the same wavelength, it's very easy to get connected. Ach lekasher daita b'Hashem, but to bond your das with Hashem, humitzad koch miyuchad, therefore you need a unique power, minishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, shinyono das, but that's das. Das is to connect to something that's beyond what the physical is capable of comprehending. And that das Moshe Rabbeinu instills in each and every one of us. We have a little bit of that in our souls. However, so it's there. It's there. It's there. Somewhere. It's in there. Somewhere. Rak miyacher, continues the Tanya. Miyacher shenis lapsha hanevsh baguf. But since that soul is enclosed in a physical body, so now tzricha liyegia rabba va'atzuma kfula mechupelas. It needs a lot of effort, strong effort, doubles and doubles over. Big, strong lashon. It's not just a lot. Four adjectives to the Yigiyah. Rabba, Atsuma, Kfula, Umechupelas. It's like, whoa. Now, he explains there's two types of avodas. Number one, Ha'achasi, the number one avoda is Yigiyas Basar, is the effort on our flesh, on our physicality. Labateshas Aguv, to smash the body. ulachnio, and to make it small, to make it surrender. Why? Shlo yachshich al or nefesh. So it shouldn't darken the light of the soul. As we explained earlier, a number of chapters ago, b'shem azor nimin azor, the famous line, the gufa de lo salik benuhur, a body that doesn't catch on fire, what do? The hardin shmasa of the fire, of the light of the soul, doesn't catch on to that. Mevachinle, you smash it. Remember, just like the big log. V'hainu al yedei hirhurei tshuva, you have to have thoughts of tshuva me omek alef, from the depths of the heart, as was discussing there. Explains the commentary. Ki even shibosor haguf mali mumaster al or hanefesh, since the physical body hides the light of the soul, yeshli hisiagea valifo shaguf liyas, you have to work very hard to activate that the body does not conceal the soul. Vizenek, this is what we call yigias bosor, making big effort on the flesh. As he explained in the 29th chapter, in the name of the Zohar, if a log doesn't catch on to fire, you got to break it into small chips. As long as it's thick, it doesn't allow the fire to catch. So too a body, who the light of the soul cannot enter because of the physicality of the body, you have to break it. And the breaking comes through thoughts of tshuva from the depths of your heart. Okay, now, there's other things that can do to break the body. You can roll in snow also. You can do a lot of things. Self-flagellations. But that's not for our generation. So what do? We have deep thoughts of tshuva from the depths of our heart. And that will break the body. Number two, Vashenis, the second effort we have to do, huyigis hanefesh. It's the working hard on the soul. Shelo tichpad oleo avoda, that it shouldn't feel that the service of Hashem is too hard. So how do you do that? Liga machshavta, get the thoughts, thinking deeply, lahamik uluspoinim begadlus Hashem, to think deeply of the wonders of Hashem. Shal gedola ritzufa, a big continuous hour. There it is again. Where do you think the Bilvavi got it from?
Okay, Bilvavi too. Yeah.
Well, where do you think the Bilvavi got it from?
Yeah.
It's all based on this.
Kishir
Shah Zu in a Shabbachal Nevesh. However, this amount of a Shah isn't equal to everybody. Shah is not 60 minutes per se. A Shah means a significant amount of time to make some kind of changes. All right, like we have in davening, this sha'ava, right? Sha'ava, if we recall properly, we learned that in the, Chalban, in the Ona B'Koyach, talks about kabel shavosenu. Shava is reflecting on all the missed opportunities and how bad the situation is because we haven't been in what we could be. So that depends. Everyone's shava. That's, you mean shah. The word shah comes from shava. Or shava comes from shah. Sha'ah, sha'eh. So it's like to have a change. So it depends. To switch gears. Well, some people can switch gears fast. Some take a long time to switch gears. But you've got to come to that switching over. Yesh nefesh zaka, there's a pure type of soul, and that's the ones that God gives you, betiva, naturally. This is the, as they say, quote unquote, the luck of the draw, or Hashem's draw. Hashem decided how ethereal your soul is, my soul is. Everyone's going to be different. So if you have a really pure soul, shemiyad, shemispeinenes begal Hashem, right away when he thinks about the greatness of Hashem, yegiela yirafach Hashem, immediately he has fear of Hashem. Immediately, it resonates. It comes right away.
I thought if you strip away the body, then it's still natural for this. No, it doesn't have to work.
You still got to work.
The soul.
It depends what kind of soul you have. Some souls, it's not going to come without you doing anything. You have to do something. When you strip away the body, then the barrier has been removed. Okay, but still, you got to do something to bring it up. You got to bring it up to the. You've got, there's two things. You got to bring it up to the surface, and the surface has to be clear. So you do tshuva, the surface is clear. Now you just got to bring it up. But still, for some people, it's hard to bring it up. Some people, they get it right away, just a little thought, boom. So kishir shazu eina shav, I'm sorry, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simen Aleph, kishbani adam, shahamelech hagadol melech, malchem loche gadosh baruch hashir, molekol arz kvoto, omeid alava roba masav, miyad yigil lava yira. It says when a person reflects on the king of all kings, Hashem, who fills the world with his honor, and he stands over you and he sees your actions, then miyad, the Shulchan Aruch says, miyad, immediately, you come to Yira. See, must be some who immediately it happened.
The Rambam said that too.
Yeah. But that's for the Rambam, right?
Yeah.
The Yesh Nefesh Shvela, but it's a lower type of soul, Bativa, Vitoldoso, and its ramifications. It grows from Mimakor Chot Sava, Mimadregas Tachtonis to Yud Spheres Desia. It comes hewn from lower levels of the 10 spheres of Asira. And it can't find in its thoughts godliness. It comes hard. It comes with difficulty. Okay, let's look at footnote hey on the left side. Let's be medayik in the lashon here. See what he's saying? You can't find in your mind godliness. It's not talking about idea. It's not talking about facts. Godliness. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the intellect and understanding. Talking about the divine feelings that you have. As we explained in Haradah, remember we said it's not a question of having chesed, understanding chesed. It's getting Hashem through chesed. But it's Hashem you're trying to tap into. That takes time. Next line in the Tanya, last line on the page. Ubifrat especially, imhut ma'ah, b'chatas norm, if you sinned in the sins of youth. Okay, he's not spelling out what the sins of youth are, but it's obvious some of the sins of youth are hashchasas habris, destroying the covenant, shichva zer levatola, wasting one seed, things like that, or other sins of foolish. When you're young, you do these mistakes, right? As it says in the Sefer Chasidim. So you know, we're talking about if you have a low soul, and on top of that, you've done a lot of sins. And again, when you're young, it's more physical types of avers, because that's what you gravitate more to. You're not so intellectually endowed yet. I'm sure last night, there were a lot of young Jewish people did a lot of things they shouldn't have done last night, because you're young, right? But that only reinforces the hold that the body has on the person. And having a weak soul to begin with isn't going to be helpful, right? So therefore, that hour is going to take a long time. Let's take a look at Bay's footnote on the right side. So what does he mean, sins of the youth and that? Inyan said, Hevi Rabbeinu Gam b'Shulchan Aruch Shalo. The Alter Rebbe, he writes in his Shulchan Aruch, Simen Aleph Sifei, B'Madura Tinyana in the second edition, skipping the, look at this, the first edition, the bracket says he only quoted the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Ramah, but in the second edition, he brings Pnimius HaTorah in Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Vezel Lashon, this is in the Balatanya's Shulchan Aruch, second edition, on this topic of the first sif of Shulchan Aruch. He has, Miyad Yagi Alev Yeira, immediately he'll come to fear. That's what the Ramah said. But now he adds, this is the added part now. So when you learn Shulchan Aruch, you should know to put a little asterisk and add this. Vim lo Yagi Alev Miyad, if it doesn't come right away, the Ramah says it's going to come right away. What about if it doesn't? Yami kar bibidisa. Look deeply. Think deeply into this. And the makor is the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yona. Laharesh Reshud. Laharav Rabbeinu Yona. Rabbeinu Yona. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch did not, the Ramah did not bring Rabbeinu Yona. Well, the Balatanya does. And he continues. He's not done. It's still in the words of the Balatanya's second edition, Shulchan Aruch. Gam Yashuv b'tshuva shlema. He also will return with complete tshuva. Gavonos mavdilin, because the sins separate. And now he references the Sefer Chasidim. Atkan. So now you see that there has to be a way, and this is, Chasidus is big on this, for ones who find it hard. That's the whole idea. You know, if it's easy for you, you don't need too much Chasidus. If it's hard, it's hard. And in this generation, the physicality is incredibly big, and our souls are incredibly small. we got the lowest of the small souls. We got the we're the last ones. We're the garbage heap. You know, it's like the big souls already have been dealt with. It's like the small souls. We got to deal with the small souls, right? And based on what's read here, move on Shema Shekaisiv Miyadi. When it says immediately in the Shulchan Aruch, who benefesak? See, now you understand what's going on over here. When you read the learn the Shulchan Aruch alone, and you read them all alone, you become depressed. He said, if you think about Hashem immediately, and you're saying, yourself, I thought about Hashem. what's wrong with me? So the Baal HaTanya, see, Chassidus came to save us. You get depressed. You get depressed, Haredi. What's going on? I'm not following the Ramah. So the Baal HaTanya says, guess what? He says, the Ramah was written in the 1500s. Okay, the souls in the times of the Ramah were bigger. You know, the Shulchan is not outdated. It's just, we just have to shift gears to the generation we're in. You follow? It's like the you go 500 years, you're going post 1740, post the Great Light, post the Renaissance, the Industrial Revolution, all this stuff. It's not a different Judaism. It's a different Jew. Or better yet, a lower level Jew. We've always had these in our stockpile. It's just, okay, now we're getting rid of the really low quality neshamas that got to get fixed up. So it's not so easy. It's not so easy for a low neshama like us to just, okay, think about Hashem in a minute or two. We're done. We got it. How can I do an aver? What are you talking about? I fear of Hashem immediately. This is mamash, a very chosh of a piece now. Should mamash put it in the shulchan aruch right next to it, so you don't get depressed. Starting from sif aleph, you're already depressed. So sif aleph, I'm trying. I want to know what to do. He told me something I know I can't do. Because then it's easy. If I really fear Hashem, mamash, I fear Hashem. Okay, now I read everything. It's easy to do. So Baal Tanya says, okay, listen. You know, for some of you, it may take longer. So don't be so depressed if it takes longer. It's all fitting into the Shovim theme that you'll hear about tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. You'll hear about tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You won't hear it at the Drush. A little bit at the Drush. But the real Torah is before and after hours on Shabbos. Anyway, move on. Anyway, so what does it mean? So when the Shulchan Aruch says it's going to happen immediately, it's talking about a nefesh sach, a pure soul. And when the Tanya says, v'im lo, and if not, you don't have a pure soul, yam, it go deeper. Who ben nefesh shvel, it's a lower soul. Meaning that tshuva hu imhut ma'a, and that concept of tshuva is if you have become impure, etc. And look at the bi'urim in haravav that we'll get to shortly. Okay, that's what it's frat imhut ma'a v'chadas nur, especially if you've sinned in your youth. All right, so we've got really to work. You got a low soul that's been exposed to avers of the youth. It's a problem. Next page. Umikal makom, but still in all, even though we got a weak soul, and we're really been damaged from the sins of our youth. So remember, you got two things going here. You got a body that really is very imposing. So we got to do tshuva on that. We got to just get it out of there, knock out the body, right? And then we've got to let that soul, you know, bring it out, reflect the greatness of Hashem. But a weak soul needs a lot of work. And one that sinned a lot needs even more work. However, he says, don't move up hope, guys. Tov kuf pei dalet. Umikol makom bekoshi b'chazaka, but with difficulty and with strength. Shetischazek ma'od. You work hard. Machshav to your thoughts. Be'ometz v'yegia. Again, all these are words of strength and striving and this. Rabba a lot. V'ayim megodlin, very deep. Lahamik begadlas Hashem shah gedola, to go deep, to think about the greatest Hashem for a big shah. Bevadei tagi alof, you certainly are going to reach it. Al kolponim, at least hayira tato nisgol, this lower level fear that we've been discussing. Kvom shomer chazal, as a rabbi say, you got to matzosi. If a person says, I worked hard and I found it, tam, and we can believe it. It's a gemara. Ukedichsiv, and as the pasuk says in Mishle, im tevakshenu kakesef uchibat monim, if you search for it like money and buried treasure, tchapsenu Oz tovin yiras Hashem. Then you will understand the fear of Hashem. Says the commentary. Oifen chipus hayir. How do we look for yira? That's the idea. We got to look for it. So how do you find it? Here's the point. Yisbar b'pasuk. The pasuk explains. It's, are you looking like it for it? Ke mat monim. Like buried treasures. Now here's the point. Beautiful point he says now. Dine yesh nachilut bein amachapes dover v'sofik etzlo yimnimsa dover sham. There's a difference if you're searching for something and you're not sure if it's there at all. You know, I'm trying to fill out my son's new passport, Moishi's passport. It had expired in last June. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm trying to. So to get it, you need to collect a number of things, right? So one of the things you need is his birth certificate. Now, I've been, since the beginning of time, have everybody's important documents. All nine children, I have a special part of my house, all the documents. And the greatest simcha I have when any child gets married, I say, you're getting married? Here's the documents. Now you have your naturalized citizenship. You have this, you have that. I'm putter. You lose it, you go to the government and find that. Whew. You know, I've only got three more to go. Anyway, and like, thank God, I'm usually pretty good. It's always there. You know, whenever you need it, it's always there. Okay, so I got to renew. Moishe's got his envelope that I have for every kid. I go to the envelope. It's birth certificates. I even have a photocopy of the birth certificate. It's not good enough. The birth certificate's not there. So I said, looking. Then I figure I'll check every one of the kids. Whatever I saw. Maybe I put in the wrong form. I'm looking here, I'm looking there.
You know it exists.
What?
You know it exists.
I know it exists, but I don't know. But then I started feeling, I don't know, maybe Moishe needed it once to get his OHIP card face, and he didn't give it back. So got to the point where it's not like I know it's there. If I know, I say, I know it's there. I just, like, when I couldn't find my keys one time, and the shul was crazy. I know I came into the shul, I put my coat down, and all of a sudden my keys were, I couldn't find them. That's the problem. A lot of times you get older, you start doubting if it's really there. You don't know what you did. But if you know it's for sure there, there's like no question it's there. So wait a minute. So he said there's a difference. So he says, Yesh Kilik, Beta Machabasar, Vesuffic. So if you're not sure, right? So I wasn't sure where I'm going to look. I'm going to find Moishe's thing. Now the question becomes, without it, you can't do it. You can order another one for $80. And if you want a quick, for $111. All right? I've come to certain decisions in my more mature life is that $100 isn't a lot of money anymore.
That's not your money.
Well, it's not my money anyway. When you were younger, you thought twice and three times before you made $100. Nowadays, it ain't money. You know, I'm not, in my time is worth more than $100 after, you know, okay, you're looking 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. That's it, you know. The Sutton doesn't want me to learn Torah, that's all. But other than that, you got to find the thing, right? I mean, you need to have a passport. You can't live without a passport, right? Okay, then I said, listen, so for $111, I'll get it in 3 days. And I got it yesterday. You know, so it's like, you don't really, like, how much you're going to really look for it if you're not sure it's there to begin with, right? So, you get tired, and you don't even search so well because you're not even sure it's there to begin with. But there's a difference between that. If you search and you are 100% sure there is a treasure down there, I know it. Shabazel Yosef, then you don't get tired. How can you get tired if you know it's there? So it's taking you long. But you know, if you all, personal by nature, if you know the end of your work will get to a goal, if you know it, then you'll work hard. It's no problem. It's a problem. You don't like to waste your time working hard to get nothing. Look with all kinds of strength. Lots of life. He's not going to get, you know, affected. It's not going to, you know, bug him because it's hard. It doesn't bother me. I know I'm going to get it. That's what Shlomo Melech was so smart. He said, if you look for it, look at it like a buried treasure. if you know it's there, kamosha machabsim b'makom shodim sheish matmon. Just like you look at somewhere, you know there is a treasure. Shebavada yesh v'yir. You know there's yira in your neshama. We all have yira in our neshama. If you're going to look for it, you will find it. It's not possible that you won't find it.
But he's saying the how, not the where.
No, no. It's it. You think about the greatness of Hashem for an hour, you'll find it. When was the last time you thought for an hour? That's why I'm forcing myself to do this meditation class. Next Matzah Shabbos. That's going to become the Matzah Shabbos learning. All right? So I force myself, and I don't want to do it. It's not me. It's not me. I have to do it. That's all. There's big treasures in there that I haven't found yet. I got to look for it. If you really work hard, you're going to find it. Perish. Let's explain this. Says the Tanya. K'derech shemechapes odom matman va'otzer ha'tomen betachtiyus so'aretz shechof rachrav v'yegiyatzma. Just like a person searching for a definite buried treasure that's deep down in the earth. And he'll search for it with great effort. So kach tzorech lachber b'yegiyatzuma. So still too, you have to dig with great effort. Legalos otzel shir shemayim atzofen u'muster. Next page. B'bina salev shekol adam yisrael. That's how hard you got to work to find that treasure of fear. Remember, what does it say? Oh, very good. When we talk about all the questions on the final exam, he says, but if, look at the words, he says, and if Yiras Hashem is not in your Otzer, then it's all, nothing's worth it. Bim Yiraso Be'Otzer. Why does it say, if Yiras Hashem isn't in your storage house? Because that's what he's saying. It's in the storage house. You've got to reveal the storage house. That's, if you haven't revealed it, that's the ultimate. So I think I'm going to have to make a change to my class on this. You ready for the final exam? I've always used this one as Kesser. I don't know if it's Kesser anymore. Because remember, Kesser and Das fluctuate. When there's Kesser, there's no Das. When there's Das, there's no need for Kesser. So you see, we're talking about Das over here. So Yiras Hashem Ba'ot Sorrow, right? If it's there. Everyone's got it there. You just got to reveal it. And here's a new point. It's an aspect of a level beyond time. It has nothing to do with time. This is talking about this hidden fear. That's the one you got to find. Whoa. We still got some footnotes we got to catch up on. Anyway, let's do the commentary. Hayira Shiation of a Lev Kol Odom Yisrael. This fear that every Jewish heart has, he lamalos on. It's beyond time. She has subitzminus. First of all, it's there always. Below Shiapa Girom Vachlish Chazom, without any weakness, because it's there. It has nothing to do with time. Okay, therefore, Yev Shalom or Sheshen Zman Shiev Shalga Liyor. You can't say now's not a good time to find Yira. What do you mean now's not a good time? It's beyond time. V'davka b'zman acher efshar dav. You're going to say, no, I can only find it another time. No, if it's beyond time, you don't have to worry. Okay, we got to catch up on a bunch of footnotes on the other page here. Let's start them in order. The first one would be Vav, on the right side. We said, it's with a lot of effort, you'll for sure reach this lower level. Vav. Mashman appears from this. Dekoi gam ala madrega hatachtona. We're talking about the lower level. Shehutma b'chatos nurim, that became tummy through the sins of youth. That lower level of your weak neshama, of yira that you have, even with a sin that's been sullied with youthful sins. Shemekamok v'stilmal b'koishu b'chazoka tekiyelav yir. With great difficulty, you can get to it. With a lot of effort, you can do tshuva. You can separate the sins that separate you. And therefore, you can reach fear. Even though he didn't mention tshuva, it's interesting. He just says you're going to find Europe. He didn't mention tshuva. And that's mentioned only in the Shulchan Aruch in the second edition, as we already mentioned before. Over here. Right? But obviously, it has to be a component. All right? V'kan huvarak. And here he only brings, b'omas v'yigirav l'hamik b'gal Hashem. Here he says, think deeply about Hashem. But you got to have tshuva. You got to get rid of averos. Yeshomim can say shalach shuva tshuva zedavar pashut tzarich. It's obvious. It goes without saying. You got to do tshuva. Kikivan shavonas amlin. Since the sins are separating, hurry tzarich last tshuva. You have to do tshuva. Vatshuva vade toil lahosias havdala shali deavonas. And tshuva helps for the separation between the sins. So that's what you need in the omek to help you with the tshuva on the averos. Once you're revealing this aspect of Hashem. You can also say Dinei Nisker Kam Beis Yigias. We're talking about two efforts. Yigias Basar, Yigias Nefesh. Remember, we talked about the effort of the flesh and the effort of the soul. He said the effort of the flesh is to smash it. Effort of the soul, think how great Hashem is. Right? So Yigias Basar, what's that? Hiyal Yadei here, Hurei Tshuva. That's doing Tshuva from the depths of your heart. And again, it comes out, Inin HaTshuva, Nitzrech L'Sarevdol. So what kind of Tshuva do you need to remove this barrier, nichol beigias baser. It includes the efforts on the body, but even afterwards, adayin tzarich leigias nefesh kol bius. You need lots of work on the soul. Val zem avarkan is explaining. Shemi komalkom. Still no idea how makas begalas Hashem bekoish bechazok. If you work hard to deeply connect to the reality of Hashem, v'vadet tegele of a year, you will reach to this year, and I guess more yira, more tshuva. The more you fear Hashem, the better your tshuva is going to be. So this needs a lot of work. That's what he's basically saying. And this is the Inyan of Shoivavim that we've just begun this week. Everyone says, Shoivavim, it's a new Chiddush. I never heard of it before. It's a new modern, it's a new Haredi Chumrah. Okay, well, Shoivavim is brought in very early sources. Okay, before the Arizal. Or Yisrael revealed it, but there's early sources. So what's the point? The point was, again, it used to be El Yom Neroim or Shanim Kippur was enough. It could take care of your issues. It could be taken care of. That's when we had bigger souls. Now we're coming to Zman where the souls are weaker. Everything's weaker. So you need more. You need more to get rid of it. So besides the standard, in other words, what's happening is, you know, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is good for somebody who's in the ball game. If you're in the ball game, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is good. God made a very effective tool to get rid of averus. It's amazing. Elul, the whole spiel. It's amazing. But some people, they're not even up to that. It can't work. They're not. That's major league tshuva. The guy's got to still get to the minor leagues. So Shoivavim is the minor leagues. It's the person who's so far away. Rosh Yom Kippur isn't even helping them. So now you need this period of time. We have to add on more because the generation is weaker. And if we work hard now, then it's Hashem. When we're going to get to Rosh Yom Kippur, we'll be more in a position to make this happen. This is where hard efforts can be rewarded. This is a tekufa of hard efforts. We'll talk more about it tomorrow night. But hard efforts are necessary, and Shovavim is the time to make the hard efforts and to do the hard parts of Yiddishkeit. Shmiras Einayim, watching your eyes. And that's all, smashing the body. Smash, you got to smash the body. The body always wants to look at new and exciting things. Get out of here! I got to hear what's the latest news. I got to that, and your eyes take you to all kinds of places you shouldn't be going. And you say, Rebbe, how do you expect me to protect my eyes? It's all over the place. You know what? People who have skin disorders, and the sun gives them cancer, they find ways that the sun shouldn't bother them. You know, I don't know. Once I was walking. I wonder whether it was a little better. Walk every day, and I saw this Japanese couple walking, and the wife's got like this whole visor over her head. Like it looks like an weird, umbrella. Not an umbrella, a visor. Like the whole, you can't see her face. There must be something going on over there, right? So if your life depends on it, you find a way. So your life depends on it. So you got to find a way. It's not easy. You got to find a way, right? Okay, now that's one thing. Now, go to the left, Gimel, Yogati umatsasi tamen. If I make effort, here's the problem. Yogati means I made a lot of effort, but then it says matsasi, found. Found means you didn't make effort. So what's going on? Finding something comes when you were not thinking. Okay, and if so, dover above you, something comes with effort. Finding. It's a contradiction. I worked hard, then I didn't find it. So why say if you work hard, you find it? And then you put the concept of after the hard work, you got to work hard first. He gets as much that is not equal to the amount of effort he made. You didn't make that kind of effort to deserve that kind of finding. But that's what Hashem is going to give you. Matzos. You work hard, and for as hard as you work, you don't deserve to get what you get. But you're going to get it. And that's the hard part. People don't get it. The guy says, listen, according to my analysis, I can't accomplish it. You're right. Even if I tried everything. Right? So our good friend who was saying, I can't do this Chumash project. I just can't read the Hebrew. I can't do it. I said, you got to make your biggest effort. And you have to daven to Hashem. That's what the davening part says, I've done everything I can, Hashem. I can't do any more. Now, if till you're not at that point, Hashem says, you're fooling me. If I can't do any more, then guess what? You're going to find it. So therefore, don't be disillusioned when you're trying a project that's beyond you, but it's one that you should do. Don't forget. If it's something you shouldn't be doing, like, a guy who doesn't know how to read Aleph-Bet shouldn't say, oh, I'm going to the Mir Yeshiva and Dan Hashem, it's going to work. It's not, because first you got to learn how to read Aleph-Bet. If you're not going to learn. But I'm saying if you're in there, but it's still beyond you, but now it's up to Hashem. Hashem gave me learning disability. Hashem could take it away. Give it away, right? Last thing, Zion. No, not Zion, Dalit. Dalit is going on. You got to look for it with lots of effort. Lachbor benimshon. Now, that's an allegory, digging, but let's see what it is. So the Rebbe Nesichas of the Rayatz, that Rebbe, Dinei Chafir, next page, Begashvis. When you want to dig in a physical way, let's say you have to dig a hole. What do you do? It has two aspects. First, you got to remove the soft sand that's on the top. She needs stabber, shum, shum. Over time, just sand builds up. But that's soft. Soft. There's certain ones. You can take a broom. Just whatever. Then you got to go the real hard. Go down 6 inches. This is hard. Shabomaker says, it's in the depths of the earth. You have other utensils. Now you need a tractor. So it is in the life reality. But let me just Yeshno Afar Tichuach, there's soft sand. Shehem Harigilus, that's the habits we have. Shehir Gilas Atsa Binyanim Misuyam Bimeshach Zman. We're used to a certain pattern of life for a long time. So you got to remove it. Habits are the soft sand. My habit is I don't get up so early. So you can break that habit. You can get up a little earlier. Then you find what he essentially is. It's not a habit. Habit isn't essential. It's what's a bad habit. But then who's the essential you? The essential you is a lazy good for nothing. That's the second part. And that's what hides the Yerushalmi. There's just habits we develop. And then there's our essential nature. So therefore, so now you need two different types of effort to remove the two types of blockages. Okay. So the simple meaning of the Tanya was to think deeply about the greatness of Hashem. We're talking about the effort to think deeply about Hashem. But then in continuation, he gives the muscle of the otzer, of the buried treasure. And removing the aspects of the body, and then we're talking about the removing the body aspects that hide the soul that's included, and that's included in the working hard in the flesh, as we mentioned. But from the Rayatz, it appears that we're also talking about the mushal of the otsor. We're talking about the example of working hard on the flesh. So you see, it needs different types of work. We'll have to talk about this more. Okay, so next week we will begin from Ella, Tuf Kuf Pei Hei. The 39.